Welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
Good morning, Empire Builders. What's up? Hopefully, you're doing amazing. Welcome to Power Start Your Day, where we are going to help you to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, and renew your mind so you can start winning at life, money, and business. We're talking about that extraordinary lives on the extra mile, and we're about to wrap this up. And, you know, I can tell you that many people just get off the extra mile because it just seems a little grueling sometimes. And so I want us to do make our first power move by going to Galatians 6 and 9. I want you to turn there very quickly for me. And the word of the Lord reads such as this. It says, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." You might have seen in the version where it says, "If you do not faint." And we've got to go to the Lord with this one, because we got to know that nobody decides how quickly we meet our goals, except us. So whatever goal you're struggling with, whatever thing you're saying, you know what, this should have already been done already, you just got to make a decision. But why isn't it done already? Did you lose heart? Father God, we come before you. We honor you today, because today is the day you've made, and we're glad, rejoice, we're here in the land of the living. Heavenly Father, we are asking you right now for your help. Not as if you haven't already given us your helper, your Holy Spirit that breathed life into us. Just to think that we as humans don't think he knows everything, when he does. In fact, he'll bring his word into remembrance, your word into our remembrance. Before we got here, these are things that we already know in our heart, Lord. But we've been contaminated with the ways of the world. Help us return back to you, our first love, and walk in your way so that we can master our days and build your kingdom. We're so grateful that you give us the access to enjoy the rewards as we're building your kingdom. But in these days, it seems like that's not popular. We don't want to be popular. We want to be prosperous in all of our ways. So that means that in your word, that our soul must prosper, our mind, our will, our intellect, so that when we think in a higher way, do things in a higher way, and accept nothing less than excellence, as our mind is being transformed, so is our action. Let us walk in your way and be an example unto the world. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but even as many accomplishments as I've had, which is very small comparing to the vision that God has given me, you know, every so often you'll get a glimpse of yourself in the future. And sometimes it's so big that you don't even believe that it's you, not realizing that you have to grow in the word so you can grow into that person who God called you to be. Now, when we start to look at whatever goals you have that still have not been accomplished, or whatever things you said that you would do that still is not done, what has happened? Somewhere along the way, you lost heart. The vision became blurred. You lost the passion. You lost hope. And you start managing your day different. I don't know if you have the Power Moves Planner, but if you don't, I encourage you to get it. It's how I built my empire. It's not only how I built my empire, it's how I built anything. Because I realized that there are certain components to building. And that if you don't manage your day will become your master. And you'll have day after day after day where nothing really gets accomplished. A lot of times I've had people ask me, well, how did you, you know, how did a person make their first $1 million? And with 1,700 millionaires being created every day in the United States, I'm like, somebody knows what to do. They just won't do it. I love what Elon Musk says, that, you know, if you give yourself 30 days to clean your house, it'll take 30 days. If you give yourself 3 hours, it'll take 3 hours. Now, you might say, no, that's not true. Oh, yeah, it is. He didn't say that you have to do it by yourself. I'm sure that now you'd have to do things like leverage resources, definitely get someone to fill in wherever you're weaker, really operate in your strengths to doors of opportunity. These are things that people don't do. And stay the course. This is the reason most people don't hit their goals. They press the restart button over and over and over and over. I was watching a video with Grant Cardone, and he was giving he was talking about a period in his life where he was addicted to drugs. And he was saying how every time he would tell himself he was going to stop, he'd go back and do the drugs again 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later. Until there was an interruption. One of the interruptions was when his mother told him, hey, no more. I don't want to see you again. He said that he ended up in so much trouble. Basically, there was a turning point of where someone beat him basically to a pulp. He had over 70 stitches in his face. And he decided that he started to now really pursue and push towards that mindset of who he saw himself as, this person empowering people and doing all these great things. But he had to decide that he was no longer going to be the crackhead, that he was now going to be the person showing people that they can do anything. They people are not on the extra mile because they just don't want to be on the extra mile. I hate to say it, you're preferring mediocrity over the extra mile. Power Start Your Day has to be a place where you come and meet truth. This is not my opinion. Your results tell you the truth. If you told yourself you're going to enroll one person, two people, three people in your business today, and you go to bed and you enrolled no one, who decided that? You did. The reason why I know this is to be true, I've been in the industry of network marketing for over 12 years, and I would see people do heroic superhero moves at the end of a volume month that they hadn't done all month long. The only difference was they decided they would do it. The adrenaline of the time was running, where now you want to be a person where you're not having to be coerced by time or coerced by fear of missing out to meet your goal. You want to start building your life more meaningful, where you stop being weary of doing good, knowing you're heading in the right direction. There are going to be curveballs thrown at you, it's thrown at everyone. No one is exempt. As a matter of fact, if you even read the Song of Solomon and you read, you know, all the works that Solomon has written, he was dealing with things like depression. He was dealing with things where, you know, he had a little issue with women, what have you, but he still ended up being the wealthiest man who's ever lived through wisdom. And even when you have wisdom, that doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean you're not going to have curveballs. It's how quickly you bounce back. Some people, it's not my opinion, it's for you. If you feel like you're not meeting your goals fast enough, that means you're taking too long to bounce back. Decide today you're going to get up and do what you said you were going to do last week, last month, last year, last 5 years, last 10 years. Get it done now. Get it done now. I've been there. I can remember going to Malaysia in 2013, wrote my whole business plan for the Ultimate Leader Academy. That pretty much is Pink Millionaire Club. I ended up in a company, and I, for years, just kind of dabbled in my dream. But once I decided that it's time to go, I condensed time and did more in 2020 than I did all the 7 years before. You decide your pace. You always have, and you always will. So all you got to do is align your will with what you're really saying that you want. Tell you an average time, an average pace to make $1 million business, create $1 million business could easily happen in 3 years. But it can happen faster. My first full year network marketing, I did $1 million. But again, it was I decided. Most people are robbing themselves of what it really takes to make it. And what you're going to find is that when you say the different things that have happened to you, the different things that are stopping you, the people who don't like you, the people don't, all of it still boils down to you. Your reaction to it. Extraordinary live on the extra mile. Extraordinary is just beyond ordinary. So it's become ordinary to you not to meet your goal. Do extra and meet your goal. It's going to build up your confidence and your courage. Because on the extra mile, people are there to root for you. Because on the extra mile, people you meet on the extra mile, they're on their extra mile too. So the extra mile is for self-starters. The extra mile is for those who have faith. The extra mile is for those who say, I'm going to make it. See how your day turned out today. What are you going to decide to do to say, I'm not going to bed until this is done? Something, whatever that something is, I'm not going to bed until this is done. You had enough time going to bed without it being done. I today. God bless you.